This is Dave Levine from the Hearsay Culture Network, and I'm very excited to announce the launch of a new show, which we're calling Secrets. This show focuses on what's known and unknown about gadgets, about companies, and about technologies. We're going to analyze on this show where the secrets are in our world and how we might understand them. What can we do when we don't have all the information that we need? How can we make good decisions when we don't have a clear idea of where things are going? And what information do we need to have but don't have in order to make those decisions? This show derives from my background in trade secret law. And since I left the practice of law and started teaching in about 2005, I have focused very heavily on trade secrets. And trade secrets are, generally speaking, information that's valuable because it's not known by competitors. The classic example of a trade secret is the formula for Coca-Cola. But trade secrets expand into a whole host of areas, from the voting machine inside, the code inside voting machines, to the breathalyzer machines that law enforcement uses, to the manufacturing processes for COVID vaccines, the chemicals used in hydraulic fracturing, and on down the list. And what's always been a real challenge in the case of trade secret law and information sharing is the fundamental question of what we need to know, what we'd like to know, and what we don't need to know to make good decisions. And when it comes to trade secrets, it's particularly difficult to decide whether that information should be shared or whether it should be kept secret, and how we handle the trade-offs once information becomes public. So on secrets, I'm going to take all of this theoretical and practical and business-oriented and economic information and distill it down for you, the listener, to core issues and core questions where we have real secrets. And we have to understand what we do when we don't have that information. Now, importantly, I should say up front that I'm not actually going to be revealing trade secrets on secrets. That would be illegal. That would open me up to liability. And that's not something we're going to be doing. Nor am I going to be soliciting trade secrets from guests. But what we are going to do, and the format of the show is going to be twofold. I'm going to set up the discussion, talk about the issues, and discuss what kinds of things might be going on in a 10 or so minute introduction. Then, and this is for subscribers, there will be a longer discussion of those issues with an expert. And so in that way, we can dig deeper. We will also have office hours around secrets so that you'll have the opportunity to chat about these issues again on a subscriber basis, and more about that as we get into launch. But the goal of this show is to address what we think of, generally speaking, as two kinds of information that arise. There's a famous theoretical idea called the Johari window. And what the Johari window is a four-quadrant box that identifies different kinds of information. We have known knowns, which are things that we're aware of and we understand. We have known unknowns, which are things that we are aware of but don't understand. We've got unknown knowns, which are things that we understand but are not aware of. And lastly, we have unknown unknowns, which are things that we are neither aware of nor understand. There's a terrific article that I recommend to people on this issue that was published by Medium on April 28, 2020, called Known Knowns, None Unknowns, Unknown Unknowns in Leadership. The author is Andrea Montavani. And that article is a good overview here, and I'm quoting from that. The examples that Montavani uses of these four areas, which I think are helpful, is this. So what's a known known? Monteverri writes, all right, things you're aware of and understand, like repeating the same tasks over and over at a slow-paced corporate job. But then we also have known unknowns, things that you're aware of but don't understand, like switching from doing business to making art, Montavari writes, jumping from a public corporation to a fast-growing venture. We also have unknown knowns, things that you're not aware of but understand, like encountering gender bias or discrimination in a hiring process. And then lastly, we've got unknown unknowns, things that you're neither aware of nor understand, like starting a business or taking a break from your work. We're going to be talking about, and I'm really going to be focusing on the known knowns in the introduction 10-minute video, which is available to the public. And then we're going to dive into the known unknowns and the unknown knowns with our guests. We're not generally going to get into unknown unknowns because if you think about things that you're neither aware of nor understand, that's almost a lot of speculation. And in the context of this show, I don't think it's a good use of time. So generally, we're going to be focusing on known unknowns and unknown knowns. For our first show, we're going to be discussing social media and content moderation. This is a gigantic issue. It's been a gigantic issue since the dawn of social media, although these issues of content moderation, how companies decide what content to offer, what content to censor, what content to publish, what content to not publish, since the dawn of the commercial internet. But social media in particular has brought these issues to the fore because of all of the content that's made available through social media. And it's content which is true and false, which is offensive and not offensive, which can be racist, which can be illegal, and everything from the illegal to the wonderful. And because of that, companies, the private entities that own Facebook, that own Twitter, that own other social media platforms, have the decision to make as to what they're going to publish. And very importantly, it's important to recognize that these are private companies, and because they are private companies under U.S. law, and in most places, there is no right of what we think of as free speech in a private setting, meaning that these companies more or less can do what they want to do to censor speech or not censor speech. And so social media companies have enormous power in these places. What we don't know, however, and it's a big question, is how exactly these decisions are made. We really don't know how companies decide what to publish and what not to publish. There are guidelines, there are policies, but it's all very much secret, if not trade secrets. And the trade secrets arise in the context of, as I mentioned at the beginning, algorithms. So the algorithms, right, the software that decides what kind of content you're going to see, how it's going to be served to you, what comments are going to be available, and so forth, is a trade secret. Code is generally a trade secret. And so we really don't know much about those algorithms, and companies like Facebook and others have not been forthcoming. It should be no surprise that when Elon Musk acquired Twitter, the first thing he did was examine the code, which suggests that he didn't have as much access to that code until he acquired it. So there are gigantic algorithmic issues there, but we're going to be discussing in more detail issues involving human beings, the human beings that actually decide what content is going to be published inside these companies, and the human beings, particularly children, that receive such content. We're going to have that discussion with a friend of Hearsay Culture who's been on the show, the Hearsay Culture KZSU show, several times, Santa Clara law professor Eric Goldman. Eric is arguably the leading scholar in the United States on Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is the law that allows these companies to publish content without being sued for defamation. But of course, his expertise extends beyond that to content moderation. And so in a longer discussion that you can access by subscribing to the Hearsay Culture Network, Eric and I have an extended discussion of a little over 20 minutes involving two fundamental issues. The human beings, as I said, that are making these decisions and what we know about those decisions and the values behind them. And then also what we know or don't know about people and how they interact with social media. We had a really terrific discussion, and I'm very excited to share it with you. So I encourage you to subscribe to the Hearsay Culture Network, to join us, check out this interview, check out our other content, and then join us for a discussion about secrets later on, very soon, where you can chat with me and hopefully, and perhaps others, about these issues. So I encourage you to check out this interview, this inaugural edition of Secrets on the Hearsay Culture Network. I'm Dave Levine, and I look forward to our interactions. Have a good day.